CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Despite mounting pressures, including the repeated U.S. veto threats, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has formally presented the application letter to U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in a bid to seek the U.N. recognition of Palestine as a full member state. The meeting between Ban and Abbas took place on the sidelines of the general debate of the 66th General Assembly session. The United Nations Security Council will have consultations Monday afternoon on the application of Palestine for UN membership. Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi attended a meeting of foreign ministers from Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa and met respectively with his Russian and Nigerian counterparts on the sidelines of the annual meeting of the IMF. The foreign ministers of the five BRICS countries agreed to further enhance practical cooperation and to improve coordination in international affairs. They also exchanged views on the issues of Libya, Syria, the Palestine-Israel conflict, the international financial system reform, climate change, sustainable development, and anti-terrorism. China's top legislator Wu Banguo is in Almaty to start a five-day official goodwill visit to Kazakhstan, the first visit to the Central Asian country by a top Chinese lawmaker. Wu Banguo arrived in Almaty, the country's biggest city, after concluding his visit to Russia, Belarus, and Uzbekistan. Kazakhstan is the last leg of his four-nation Eurasian tour. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin says he will run for president in 2012. He announced the long-awaited decision after President Dmitry Medvedev proposed Putin run for the post at the ruling United Russia Party's Congress. Putin also said he was confident that Medvedev would become prime minister after the 2012 election and the ruling party would win in the parliamentary elections in December. The U.S. space agency NASA says a decommissioned U.S. satellite fell back to Earth, but its precise reentry time and location remained unknown. The NASA stresses the risk to public safety or property is extremely small. The UARS satellite, launched in 1991 from a space shuttle, was the first multi-instrumented satellite to observe numerous chemical constituents of the atmosphere with the goal of better understanding atmospheric photochemistry and transport. This is CRI News. The first cargo flight from China, which departed from Shanghai, has landed in Missouri State's St. Louis Lambert International Airport, marking the establishment of a link between China's financial hub and the U.S. heartlands. Both American and Chinese notables, including Chinese Consul General to Chicago, Yang Guoqiang, and St. Louis Mayor, Francis Lay, attended the welcoming ceremony and expressed their confidence that the two countries would both benefit from the new aviation connection. China Cargo, the airline managing the Trans-Pacific aviation route, currently plans to run weekly flights between Shanghai and St. Louis, with officials seeking to boost the frequency to three shipments a week before the U.S. holiday season. China's Ministry of Agriculture says as the nation's grain production is heavily reliant on autumn crops, agricultural authorities should coordinate their efforts to maximize mechanical advantages in production of crops harvested during this season. The ministry says areas of corn crops harvested by machines will reach 9.6 million hectares this autumn, accounting for 31% of the crop's total, while 69% of the rice crops will be reaped by machines. The ministry urges local authorities to send technicians to help the use of agricultural machines and promote technologies for agricultural mechanization. Over 170,000 cars purchased and used by government officials have been deemed to be unnecessary or too luxurious for official use under a campaign to regulate the use of government cars. He Guoqiang, the top anti-graft official of the Communist Party of China, has told an anti-corruption conference in Beijing that the next stage of the campaign will consist of correcting the violations and intensifying daily supervision. Beijing lawmakers have urged the municipal government to implant digital identification chips in the city's roughly 2 million pet dogs to prevent unvaccinated dogs spreading rabies. An official with the Rural Affairs Committee of the Beijing Municipal People's Congress says Beijing's dog registration rate is too low, giving the authorities too little information about the pet dog's vaccination situation. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.